Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
So many of these poor chicks are dirty. They're just filthy. Whoa, filthy chicks.
I just bumped into my date on my way to the date. It was the worst experience of my life. We traveled 20 minutes together to get to the date. And I immediately knew, like, the date wasn't going to be good. You know what I mean? Because he didn't offer us a car. We just took the L together.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Okay, I mean, she's giving Michael Jackson face surgery vibes. She can't be any older than, what, 25, 26, 27? And she already got more face work than Michael Jackson. Look, ma'am, if you were good enough to date a guy who would order a car or whatever, or who wasn't on the train, you'd be on a date with that type of guy. So yeah, just go Les. Anybody who does like cosmetic surgery at this early age is severely mentally ill. Honestly, don't even date. You need to work on your mental state before you're even in a place to date.
Bars.
Not to mention your obnoxious personality that I could notice even from watching a 30-second video of you.
You say the best way to meet your husband is to be at spaces where he would be. Like, would your man be out at a club on a Saturday night? No. So be at the places where he would be. And my man would be tucked in bed. He would be home in his little bedroom at 9 p.m. with a little sleep mask on, falling asleep to the PBS World War II series. So, what do I do? Do I, just show up and tell the doorman, whichever guy is asleep by 8:30 every night, put me on.
May God have mercy upon any guy that get with you. You would destroy him, his children, the cat, the dog, the grass, the paint on the house. So I pray.
Okay, this is the same dingbat, guys. Tattoo on her wrist. What is that, a cross? Like, seriously, out of all the tattoos you could get, that is the most basic, stupid-looking tattoo. No creativity, no thought put into it. Just put two lines intersecting on my wrist. And I don't believe what she's saying in this TikTok. My ideal guy is tucked in watching, Game of Thrones on that. No, women don't like that type of guy. The homebody guy. Look, maybe there are some women who like that type of guy, but I just don't believe she's one of them.
Good call!
Most women want a charismatic guy out in the world doing his thing, can pull chicks. Etc., etc. We know what they like. We've seen enough of these TikToks.
I don't know what you heard about me, but oops, you can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucker, P-I-M-P.
These women are socially awkward. That's why they can't meet anybody. They don't have anything interesting to say. They wouldn't make a good girlfriend even if somebody did want to take them. It's just pathetic, man, all the way around. This says, confidently walking into that man who expects me to make space for him. Get out of my way, princess. Can you imagine having an effinous mind that works this way? Like, you're always looking for a way to demonize a man, or you're always, projecting your negativity onto random strange men on the street. Or you think just because a man is walking towards you and he's not, breaking his legs to get out of your way, that he's purposely doing it to dominate you, or he feels that you should be the one to get out of my way because you're a woman. Can you imagine your brain working like that?
Hell no.
These people are so hateful, so narcissistic, and they think the world revolves around them. Yeah, they think they're the main character. Ma'am, nobody's thinking about you.
So I went on a date the other day, and this man said to me that he thinks I command respect and attention in an endearing yet terrifying way. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you give a compliment.
That's stupid.
Metal in the face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in the face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in the face. I think he meant all the stupid stuff you got going on in your face demands attention in a bad way. And I think he meant that you have a bitchy attitude that commands respect because you're willing to fight a man if he looks at you wrong.
They will kick those heels off and beat your butt.
But of course, a sick, sick woman like you would take it as a compliment.
This is your official announcement. There is no single men.
I couldn't agree more with this woman. So she said that there's no single men left, over 30, over 6'2", are emotionally intelligent, like looking for a relationship. I would go further. I would say that there is no man over 30 at any height who fit this bill.
Well, you wouldn't know. You know, they tell them themselves every time. There's no single man over 30, over 6'2", emotionally intelligent, has a nice car, has a great relationship with his mom, likes the notebook, etc., etc., etc. Yeah, there's no single men like that. Well, yeah, you just described 0.001% of men in the world.
And the worst part is, I don't have the patience nor the crayons to explain this stuff to people like her. They don't understand.
They expect this guy to be perfect, and then they also expect him to be sitting there twiddling his thumbs waiting for a mid woman to wife up. It just makes no sense. Ma'am, even if those guys were single, they wouldn't want you. I mean, have you seen a mirror lately? I'm not trying to be mean, but why do you think you deserve a model looking 6'2 dude?
This is not, doesn't even make sense.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
I know at least 10 women who are single, over 30, looking for a relationship, hot, good crack, like unique and individualistic and wonderful in their own way.
Yeah, based on your standards as a woman, you have no idea what men are looking for. They aren't looking for 30-year-old empowered women with a big friend group. That's why they're single. If they were so great, they wouldn't be single at 30. The great men that you're describing, they're not single because they are so great in reality.
Like, if I met a guy in a bar and he told me, like, his preferences, I have a girl. I have a friend for you. I know a girl I can set you up on a date with.
No, that's not necessary.
Now listen, we're nobody's fool.
I don't know any men. And then I thought, maybe it's just me. Like, maybe I just don't have a lot of single male friends. So I started to ask my male friends who were, like, in couples, like, do you have any single friends that you would set, like, your friends up, your single friends up on a date with? And they were like, no. No.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
Because those men know that women are unbearable. They have wives. They like, no, I wouldn't do that to my friend. I wouldn't wish this on any of my friends, so no. And those guys probably just wanted you to stop talking to them.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. I truly think that the most attractive quality a man can have is when he understands and comprehends why it is not okay for him to follow half-naked women on Instagram and like that stuff when he has a girlfriend.
It's totally okay. He's tired of looking at you. He's tired of effing you. He wants something new and exciting to look at. Look, any woman who worried about her man following Instagram models that he never gonna meet, look, you got bigger problems. You're extremely insecure, and look, you worried about the wrong shit. Seriously. This shows that women are just looking for something to start a problem with. Your man's not cheating, he's being good to you, but he's following IG baddies, so what?
Stop it, you hurting yourself. Just let it go.
Or a wife. And I don't just mean, yeah, I won't do it. I mean, like, really understand and comprehend why it's not okay. And understand that it has absolutely nothing to do with your girlfriend's insecurities. Your girlfriend or wife can be the most confident person and the most secure person in the entire world. But the second you are constantly seeing something and liking something that portrays another woman's body, that
leads... Okay, then you just gotta play like, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all you can do.
I agree. Don't be liking these IG models' pics. You're just helping their, you know, social media following. You're helping them get put on the For You page or whatever. Look, these chicks don't know you exist. They don't care about you. Don't give them validation. They've done nothing to earn it other than exist and be half naked on social media. And this is why I say your girlfriend or wife shouldn't even be on your social media. Because it's going to cause nothing but unnecessary drama. And if you don't got the balls to reject your wife or girlfriend's social media request, you don't got the balls to maintain a woman anyway. So just let her go. Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience to stand on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumb ass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
And at the end of the day, it's truly just a respect thing, and you should not want to see something that then leads to lust for another woman. Because you should only have lust for the person that you are dating or married to.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
If your boyfriend is constantly liking things on social media, and it makes you uncomfortable, and you've brought it to his attention, and he hasn't stopped and or unfollowed those people, break up with him.
I refuse to believe y'all actually think y'all are helping women by spreading this BS.
Right. So you can be single like me and we can all be miserable together. And the ironic part of all this is this woman probably has half naked pictures all over Instagram. And she would expect her boyfriend to just accept it.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
I was thinking I was ready to date again, but then I remembered, you know, the long replies, the change in energy, the lack of kisses when he usually puts three and now he's just putting two. The liking of other girls' Instagram pictures, the liking of other girls' Instagram stories that you can't even see. What else? The arguments, the I'm going on a night out with the boys and he's not in your man yet, so you can't feel any type of way about it, but you know you're going to feel some type of way about it. Oh, I bumped into my ex. Oh, that one. That one hurts. The whole lack of trust. We were texting last night and he...
Look at her. She's still running off at tomorrow.
The woes of dating Long John Ron and All Night Mike. Just embrace being a hoe. Stop trying to be in a relationship. You're not relationship material.
All I want is to do share love and feel with people. And it's like, no, you don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
It would be less stress and drama if you just play your role. Screw the guy and then leave him alone until he calls you again. Focus on anything else. Focus on your friend group. Focus on being a better aunt, a better sister, you know, a better daughter. Focus on every other aspect of your life other than dating. You're never going to be good at it, and I doubt you will ever succeed at any serious relationship. You're not a serious person. Just keep making stupid TikToks.
I know, I mostly make stupid TikToks.
Make a cooking TikTok show or something. Well, you probably don't know how to do that either. I don't know, you'll figure something.
Sleepy didn't say goodnight, or he didn't say good morning, he always says good morning. Him leaving you undelivered all of a sudden for 12 hours. The interest that they have at you in the beginning, then it just goes one day. Oh, I don't know if I'm dating ever again.
Great!
I like the way you do that right there, right there. Switch it.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.